So what rights and protections exist if you're transgender in the state of Michigan? Ben Thorpe spoke to lawmakers and lawyers about what protections are in place and what, if anything, is being done to expand those protections.
At the state level, there are no laws on the books protecting anyone in the LGBTQ community from housing or employment discrimination. Jay Kaplan is an attorney for the ACLU's LGBTQ project.
Our state civil rights laws do not specifically cover gender identity. So I guess the general rule could be said that it's legal for transgender people to be discriminated against in employment, in housing, in various forms of public accommodation.
Kaplan says although their project oversees legal cases across the LGBTQ spectrum, they often find themselves helping transgender people.
An employer doesn't seem to have any problem firing someone and saying it's because you're transgender, or for somebody being denied housing or being denied, you know, services in a restaurant or to be able to use a restroom or, you know, other types of public accommodations because of the fact that they are transgender.
Kaplan says what protections exist in the state are largely located in local and city ordinances, which some cities across the state do have. Traverse City outlawed discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity in 2011. Mount Pleasant passed a similar ordinance in 2012. Saginaw has had protections for sexual orientation since 1984, but voted against expanding those protections in 2014. But outside those ordinances, says Kaplan, there just isn't much protecting people from firings, evictions, or even denial of basic services on the basis of gender identity. Other services, like healthcare, have seen shifts. Kaplan says the Affordable Care Act allowed healthcare for transgender persons.
Thank goodness for the Affordable Care Act, because for so many years, insurance companies had blanket exclusions for any transgender-related healthcare. But due to the Obama administration, they came out with these non-discrimination regulations, and they made it clear that transgender people were protected under the category of sex, and that insurance companies couldn't do these blanket denials.
Kaplan says despite improvements, the transgender rights movement could be as much as 15 to 20 years behind where those rights are for sexual orientation.
The way we have things set up in so many areas of the law and policies, we make it so difficult for transgender people just to be able to be and live their authentic selves.
And living in a state without protections can have consequences. In May, the largest survey of transgender people in America was released by the National Center for Transgender Equality. The survey found in 2015, roughly 30% of transgender people were living in poverty, nearly twice Michigan's rate of 16%. 43% of transgender persons in the state reported feeling some kind of psychological distress. Kaplan says some people have worked to amend Michigan's Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, but those attempts have largely failed. In 2014, Kaplan says there was an effort to alter the Civil Rights Act to make it illegal to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity.
And the legislative majority, the Republican majority, at the last minute, they said, we will not support this unless it only includes sexual orientation. In other words, you have to leave out gender identity. And so the LGBT community said, no, we're not going to say it's okay to discriminate against one, you know, part of our community. And of course, you know, the bill never went anywhere, and it never became law.
Bills making changes to the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act continue to be submitted, but so far have not made much headway. Democratic State Representative John Hoadley is a co-sponsor on one such bill. He says the mindset on transgender issues needs to change.
So we've seen a conversation happening in some places across the country that has effectively said some people shouldn't be discriminated against, but other folks, we still may want to allow discrimination against those people.
Hoadley says he resubmits the bill every year, despite not even getting a hearing on it.
People have been trying to expand the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act to include some portion of the LGBT community for as long as I've been alive now. So this is a baton that I wish I did not inherit.
Hoadley says every year he submits a bill, he sees a few more people privately talk to him about the importance of the legislation.
In the current session, the number of folks who have quietly said to myself that if this was up for a vote on the board, it would probably pass, keeps going up, which means privately the decision makers on the Republican side of the aisle think that this is probably the right thing to do. But for political reasons, they're just not moving on it yet.
But Holy believes until districts across the state start putting pressure on their lawmakers to make a change, it isn't going to happen.
Conversations have to happen in districts so lawmakers understand why the policy proposal is important. And when LGBT issues are seen only as a partisan lens, then it makes it harder for Republicans to come over and vote the right way.
Jay Kaplan of the ACLU agrees the statewide call for increased protections still isn't loud enough yet, despite shifts in public opinion.
When you do polling on the issue, the majority, a vast majority of Michigan residents think this is the right thing to do, but our legislators don't seem to be listening, at least at this point in time. The legislative majority is not listening.
Hoadley says it could also be that most Michiganders just don't understand how dangerous it can be for a transgender person in the state.
A lot of people in Michigan don't know that except if you lived in a handful of these cities that have protections from discrimination, you could be fired from your job or blatantly denied the ability to get an apartment because of your sexual orientation and gender identity.
Both Kaplan and Hoadley agree it's a change that can't come soon enough.